So, you have a fifth Terminator movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Well, I think it's actually the sixth, though.
Are you sure?
Honestly, I can't say that I am.
Well, it doesn't really matter, to be honest. So how are we gonna milk this franchise this time?
Well, I figure this time we could bring Linda Hamilton back to play Sarah Connor.
Oh, interesting. So we're ignoring her off-screen death in the third movie?
You know, this movie's gonna start right after Terminator 2, so any movies that came after that don't matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the movie, we're gonna see Sarah and John Connor 2 years after Terminator 2 just hanging out on the beach in Guatemala.
Oh, so we're gonna have Edward Furlong back too. That's a great angle to promote the movie.
Well, I mean, he's gonna be a CGI child and he's gonna be on screen for 20 seconds.
Whatever, I'm still doing it.
Fair enough. So anyway, he gets shot in the chest by a Terminator.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, see, him and his mom stopped Judgment Day and Skynet never came to be, but they had already sent a couple of Terminators to different times.
They got sent from the future that doesn't exist?
That's right.
But it doesn't exist.
And it never will, but it did.
When?
Before.
Before what?
Well, before they stopped it from ever happening, it was gonna happen.
Okay.
Look, it's very simple. Skynet, that's never gonna exist in the future, that's never gonna happen, sent a couple of Terminators back to the past to stop John Connor from stopping the future from never happening, but then him and his mom succeeded. So that future the Terminators came from didn't end up happening, but they already got sent back before it didn't exist.
Screw it, okay.
Great, so now John Connor is out of the picture, which I think is gonna be really refreshing for the franchise.
I guess we have really relied on that whole, oh, this person's gonna be the future leader and savior of humanity thing, and if we move away from that crutch, we can really grow.
Absolutely, so we're gonna meet this girl Dani, right? And she's gonna be the future leader and savior of humanity.
Oh, that's so awesome, I love it.
Yeah, and so she lives in Mexico City and works at this factory, and her brother's job gets replaced by a robot, so she goes to give the boss a piece of her mind.
That's a nice little piece of character building.
Well, I'm glad you like it, sir, because that's pretty much the only one she's gonna get.
Feels like the future leader of humanity should be a little more built up than that.
Well, there's no time. We gotta blow some stuff up.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So anyway, this enhanced human Grace gets sent back from the future to protect Dani from this Terminator that's on the way to kill her.
But didn't you say Skynet doesn't end up existing?
It doesn't, but this thing called Legion does, and it sends a Terminator back in time to kill Dani.
And they still call them Terminators, even though it's a completely different set of people and timeline and machines?
They do, and this Terminator is able to shapeshift, and he could separate his liquid self from his metal skeleton, so it's like there's two of them.
Oh, what's that gonna be like?
Kind of like a classic Terminator crossed with the secret world of Alex Mack.
Oh, deep cut.
Yeah, a whole lot of shots of Puddles slowly retaking a human form.
Very cool.
So yeah, this Terminator tracks her down at her job and tries to kill her.
And is there a reason they wouldn't send one of these machines back to like the 1700s and kill Danny's great-great-great-great-great-grandfather or something?
There is a reason, actually.
Oh, what is it?
So the movie can happen.
That works for me.
So anyway, eventually there's gonna be this big freeway chase and Sarah Connor's gonna show up and she's gonna be like, I'll be back.
Oh, she said the thing.
She said the thing.
Saying the thing is tight.
It is.
So how did she know where they were?
Well, she's been getting these text messages telling her where and when Terminators arrive in her time.
Did the Terminator arrive on that freeway?
He didn't, no.
So,
moving on. So these three women are gonna go on the run, right?
Okay.
And Grace does some future stuff and they figure out where the texts are coming from.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, but it's in Texas, so they're gonna have to cross the border.
Uh-oh.
Then we're gonna have this thing where the bad Terminator takes control of a drone, right?
Oh, what does he do with that?
Well, he spies on them, and then he has them arrested by U.S. Border Patrol.
Oh!
And then he crashes the drone into them, and they all have to jump out of the way.
Well, why not just do that in the first place? Why have them arrested, too?
Well, because I want the next big set piece to take place inside a detention facility along the U.S.-Mexico border, you know, get some social commentary going on.
Oh, okay, so what's the commentary?
It's, you know, wouldn't it look cool if a Terminator ran through one of those things?
That does sound cool.
Oh, it's gonna be. So then they're gonna go to Texas and find out that the Terminator that killed John is the one who's sending the text.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, and so after killing John, he didn't really have a purpose, so he started a family and goes by Carl and sells drapes and grew old.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, I needed a way to explain why there's a 72-year-old T-800 wandering around and why he's a good guy, so I figure we could just lean into the ridiculousness.
Can't argue with that. We're gonna want Arnold on the posters.
We sure will. So anyway, Grace is like, oh, an EMP would be a good way to take down this Terminator.
Oh, how come she didn't make that part of her plan in the first place? Maybe arrive a little earlier, get her hands on one?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
And luckily, Sarah Connor knows a dude who's high up in the military who owes her some favors.
Oh, how and why?
Unclear and unclear.
Well, okay then.
But then the EMP gets destroyed, and we're gonna have this build-up to the big final showdown.
How are we gonna do that?
By saying Killbox more than you'd expect.
Oh, that's the coolest sounding of the Box family for sure.
It is. So then there's going to be a big final fight and they're going to defeat the Terminator.
And how do they manage that?
By poking it with Grace's energy source.
Sounds a whole lot like how they defeated the TX in Terminator 3.
Well, technically that movie didn't happen, so this is completely original.
Oh great, time travel's fun.
Yeah, so basically we get to set the franchise on a new course by doing stuff that's already been done, but with new names and new characters, while being supported by original characters who are now older and wiser.
You a big fan of The Force Awakens?
Oh, I freaking love The Force Awakens, why do you ask?
No reason.
And so yeah, that's about it, what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and you know what? I think we should try to get James Cameron back on board this thing.
Oh my god, to direct?
No, not to direct, he's still too obsessed with those big blue space cats of his.
Oh right, he loves those things.
But if we pay him a couple $1 million, he'll scream at us over the phone a few times and we can call him a producer.
Well, that's a bargain.
It sure is, and I mean, as long as this thing opens better than Terminator Genesis, I'm happy, but that shouldn't be too hard to do, right?
Actually, no, sir, that's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting.
There are over 100 episodes of Pitch Meeting on the channel that you could check out.
I also have some other videos on there, so click around.
Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for.
Don't forget to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the bell button, the button, I don't know.
Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.